Good afternoon, church. Praise God. Now, let me just introduce to you our guest speaker. He's a graduate of Phoebus College, the Bachelor of Arts major in Bible and Theology. He also studied in London Theological Seminary for about 2 years. And I just learned that while he was there, he partnered with Agape Christian Fellowship. It was the church that we partnered with when Kat and I were assigned in the UK. So, small world. He knows Pastor Ding Bolos, the pastor of Agape. And he got to serve there while he was studying in seminary. When he came back to the Philippines, he went back to school. He studied at Alliance Graduate School. And he has a Master's of Divinity there, major in Theological Studies. He has been in the pastoral ministry for about 44 years now. Currently, he's the president of the Evangelical Free Church of the Philippines since 2008. And he has been married to his wife, Lena, for 38 years. So, church, it is a blessed privilege for me to introduce to you Pastor Prisco Alocon. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
Salamat kayo, Pastor TJ. It is my privilege to fellowship with you this afternoon, not only to share the Word of God, but also to fellowship with each other. Naka-preach ko diri for mga two Sundays sa afternoon worship sa Sunday. So I'm very happy that I also have the opportunity to share the Word of God with you. The passage that I would like to share this afternoon is from Luke chapter 5. This is the calling of the first disciples. I would like us to read this passage in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. I have entitled the message, From Fishermen to Fishers of Men. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The passage is the account of Christ's calling of the first disciples who happened to be fishermen. And the scenario is about fishing, wherein the fishermen eventually became fishers of men. The focus of the story is about radical commitment to the work of God through authentic encounter with Christ, or doing great things for God upon knowing the greatness of God. The sequence of the story is that the focus of the story is that the fishermen work hard all night and haven't caught anything. In verse 3, Jesus taught the people with the word of God from the boat. Verse 4, Jesus ordered the fishermen to let down the nets into deep water. Verse 6, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish. Verses 7 to 9, the catching of fish led to knowing more about Christ and resulting to radical changes in life. Verse 11, the change in life ended with radical commitment to the work of God. They pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. In this passage, we learn that discipleship begins not on what we do for God, but on what we know about God. And how we are changed through that authentic encounter with Christ. In other words, our service for God is determined by our knowledge of God. Our ministry is governed by theology. The church faces a theological crisis. A greater problem in the church is theological crisis, wherein people lack profound understanding about God. There is zeal without knowledge, or beauty without brain. Usa ka yang people gipangutana sa usa ka tawo, "What do you believe as a Christian?" And his answer was, "I believe what the church believes." And then he was followed up with a question, "What does your church believe?" Ingon siya, "The church believes what I believe." Unya giingnan na sad siya, "So what do both of you believe?" And he said, "We believe the same thing." Duha ka bata nga mga anak sa pastor, lain-lain nga anak, trying to impress each other how good his father was as a preacher. The first one said, "You know, my father is a good preacher because he preaches without reading." Mingon pa dang usa, "Mas maayo ang akong tatay kaysa imo because my father preaches without thinking." Duha pod ka membro sa simbahan, istorya sila, mahitungod sa winalihan sa ilang pastor, mingon ang usa among pastor, "Pulos explanation, wag yung versikulo." Ingon siya, "Sa amo, lahi. Pulos versikulo, wag yung explanation." Kasi yun, anak, marakag scripture reading lang. The basic question is not what we do in the church, but what we know of God. Because those who know their God will have a right view of life and right view of work and are wholeheartedly committed to the work of God. How is this shown among the early disciples? There are four areas that we find on this radical commitment to the work of God through authentic encounter with Christ. Ang una is this. Authentic encounter begins with a recognition that life involves failure despite honest labor and hard work. We notice the kind of fishermen. They were hardworking. Mingon sila, "Master, we work hard all night." Dili sila tapulan. They work seriously and laboriously. Aside from working hard, they also work long hours. "Master, we work hard all night." Tibuok yud gabi sila gahago. Na may mga tao nga kugihan pero dali ra mo undang. They were engaged in serious endeavor whole night. Naa may kusog mo trabaho pero dali ra mohonong. Naay usa ka employer reklamo sa iyang trabahante, ingon siya, "Kung mo apply paluoy-luoy, kung mo trabaho paluya-luya." Aside from that, they also work at the right time, night time, because night was the right time to go fishing. Sa ilang panahon, di gyud kakakuha isda sa adlaw, gabi igyud. And ikaupat, working at the right place, kaya nang isda sila dito sa dagat, no? Dili sa bukid. So these people were not engaged in criminal or illegal activities. Dili sila mga killer, dili mga snatcher, dili mga drug pusher. They were doing things honestly and in the right way. They were the right people working at the right time in a right place. Apan unsa may nahitabo, what kind of situation were they in? The problem was not lack of fish. Daghang isda, di ba later on? Hapit na magisi ang ilang pokot o hapit na malunod ilang baruto. They caught such a large number of fish later and their nets began to break. Hinumdum ko sa istorya. Kanang istorya ba sa mga kilid-kilid ba? Pahambugay ba? Ingon nga, ako taga Surigao man ko, ang among sinultihan dito na ay gamay diprensya sa Cebuano, kanang matuyog sa bayay, wayay haboy-haboy. So, Surigao nun daw, og Bohol, og Ilonggo. Ingon ko no ang taga Bohol, "Sa panahon sa akong lulo, grabing isda, inig-abot, puno ang baruto, hapit ni Gudma, malunod." Ingon po sa Ilonggo nga, maminusara na panahon sa akong lulo, inig taktak sa pukot, tanan buho sa pukot, nai isda, wag yung buho nga way isda, usay dubli pagyod. Ingon ang taga Surigao, minusara na panahon sa akong lulo, sa dili pa itaktak, anaon sa pahawa sa mga isda, kay mutaktak ko sa pukot. Manay mga istorya sa mga kilid-kilid. Daghang isda. The problem was not the lack of fish. The problem was not lack of skill because these people had been skilled fishermen throughout their lives. They were expert in such an endeavor. The problem was not lack of equipment. Kumpleto man sila. They had what they need for fishing. Naay baruto, naay net, og tanan kumpleto. Nga naman, why were they in such a situation? We find in this passage that Christ used the situation to bring the people's attention to Him and to His Word and to the work of God. And also to let them, teach them that life is not mere working. Life is not mere eating. Life is not mere fishing. And to teach them that true fulfillment in life is living and growing in God and being engaged in the work of God. Ang problema God sa ato is that we live in a world of failures. We live in a world of disappointment. Bisan kung sakto ang atong trabaho, ang atong negosyo, ang atong educational attainment and training, we live in a world of failures and disappointment. Kung way trabaho, masuko. Ug nay trabaho, masuko pod. Ug wa maminyo, masuko. Ug naminyo samot, sige kasuko. Ambot unsaon na lang. People demonstrate against the government during the time of Marcos, during the time of Cory, during the time of Ramos, Irap, Gloria, Pinoy, Digong, bisan si Cristo pa'y presidente sa Pilipinas, mag-demonstrate gihapon ng mga tawhana. Ilan sa ang patingali nilagbalik si Cristo sa krus? Maglagot sa gobyerno, maglagot sa silingan, maglagot sa ginikanan, maglagot sa anak, sa employer, inigtanaw sa salamin, galagot sa iyang naong. People yearn for fulfillment, for more income, more profit, more security, more stability, but true fulfillment is a life of obedience and commitment to God and the work of God. God did not design life merely for the accumulation of things such as having fish. The catching of fish was connected to knowing Christ and then following Him and doing His work. So from the experience of failure, the people are then brought to an encounter with the Word of God. And we find that authentic encounter demands right attitude to God's Word in an age of spiritual neglect and ignorance. We live in a world filled with knowledge in almost everything, but ignorant on God and the Word of God. So from fishing, the event is brought to the teaching of the Word of God in verse 1. It says, one day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around Him and listening to the Word of God. The teaching was initiated by Christ, and the people were crowding around Him and listening to the Word of God. There are two things that can be noted regarding the people in relation to the Word of God. First, the people listen to God's Word despite an inconvenient place and situation they were at the seashore. So ang mga tao, naminaw yun sila. Bisan dito sa baybayon. Christ taught the people with God's Word at the seashore. And He used Peter's boat as a platform and taught the people from the boat. So the teaching of God's Word did not happen in a worship building like this. Did not happen in an air-conditioned room. It happened at the most inconvenient place. Walay lingkuranan. Init, walay atop. Daghang langaw, daghang lamok, daghang bukto. Mamaat. And the people listened to the Word of God. The lesson is,
God's word is not to be confined in the church only. Nindot kayo ng inyong mga outreaches sa APAS and many other places, di ba? God's word is relevant in any place and situation. Sa school, business establishment, government offices, anywhere. Do not confine. We do not wait for convenient place and time to share God's word. The right attitude to the word of God is teaching it to people in any situation, in whatever place and circumstances. And secondly, the people listen to God's word despite disparate material and physical needs. People need food and healing. In chapter 4, verse 40, people were brought to Jesus with different kinds of sicknesses. Others had suffered demon possession. They were human beings like us with urgent concerns, both physical and material. But they eagerly heard the word of God. Ang atong leksyon, we should not be preoccupied with things only, because man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That was the teaching of God in the Old Testament during the time of Moses and reiterated by Jesus Christ in the New Testament in Matthew. So Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 was quoted by Christ from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 when Christ was tempted by the devil. One of those temptations is to make stones become bread. Of course, mingon si Jesus, kasayon rin ni anak. Nahimo mangani ako anak ko ang galaxy, ang tanan pang batuhi mo og pandesal, kasayon rin ni anak. Jesus can make all stones into bread, but man's life is not all bread alone. That is why in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21, Jesus calls the rich man a fool because he was rich on things but poor towards God. The rich man's material goods did not impress God. What impresses God is our spiritual richness. Material wealth is but an incident in life. The rich man had eternity without God because in this life, he lived only for things. The failure of the fisherman with no fish was changed to having fulfillment because of the word of God. Never expect fulfillment from people who never commit themselves to the word of God. There is a quotation which says, modern religion focuses on filling churches with people. The true gospel focuses filling people with God. Dili lamang atong simbahan mapuno sa mga tao. Puno sa mga tao, hawo ang ilang huna-huna kasing-kasing sa pulong sa Dios, labad kayo. People need to be filled with the word of God. Then, it brings us to the radical commitment to the work of God. And we find that radical commitment involves wholehearted submission to Christ's lordship in this permissive society. Notice in verse 3, he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Then in verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Connected to commitment to the word of God is submission to the lordship of Christ. Our commitment to the word of God must lead to submission to the lordship of Christ. Peter and the other fishermen learned to submit to the authority and jurisdiction of Christ in every aspect of their lives. In what area? In the area of our position. Christ has jurisdiction over our position. Gigamit niya ang baroto ni Pedro. In verse 3, Christ ordered Peter to put out the boat into a little farther from shore because he would use it as a platform and a pulpit to teach the word of God. What authority does Christ has to use the fishing boat of Peter? Masamayang otoridad ngayang gamiton ang baruto ni Pedro, and especially not for fishing, but for preaching. Ikaw kaha, sa imong bation, ang imong butang gamiton sa laing tao, wagay ikakaila. And the person is not familiar to you, and he will use that for an activity different from what you intended it to be. Maisoon ang leksyon mo ni. Christ Lordship must lead to right stewardship. You cannot just do everything you want with what you have. Beware of wrong use of resources. Si Kristo, kung Ginoo sa atong kinabuhi, we learn to use correctly sa resources nga iyang gihatag. The problem in the world is not lack of resources, pagkadaghan butang sa kalibutan. Nangan ni bata miingon, "Mami, daghang mga tao nagkalisod-lisod. Daghan man lagi butang diri sa mall. Ato na lang ipanghatag na lang kara sa mga tao. Aron dili ang tao makalisod-lisod." Simple kayang solusyon, ipanghatag. The problem in the world is not lack of resources, but lack of understanding that everything we have belongs to God. I possess, but God owns. Poor understanding on the Lordship of Christ results to wrong use of resources. Kinibitang mga bata, mga high school, elementary, wapay income, sige, anli-anli. They learn to spend before they learn to earn. Dakong dimalas na. Teach your children to learn to give even before they earn something. Aron sila maanan? Kinang sige, anli-anli, kay barato ra lagi, 20 pesos. Uska adlaw, bisag wa koy tuyo, imo na lang hotdon. Sige lang kag text, asa ka, di ako. Unsay mong sudan, ginamos. So, way kapuslanan. Di magay mo hatag offering. Mo na ida kong di malas. Kung matrabaho na sila, mga katrabaho, da kong sweldo, maanad na sila sigig pangutang, naanad naman sila sigig gasto, wa pangani income. Naay mga ginikanan, walay tuition sa ilang mga anak, maglisod pagpadala sa eskwelahan, sige lag sugal-sugal, sige inom-inom, tabako-tabako, ang ilong himuog tambutso, inom-inom anang ihi ni Satanas, wrong use of resources. Christ Lordship must lead to right stewardship. Jesus has jurisdiction over our position. Imong laptop, pero ikaw naghawid, pero ang tagiyas ang Ginoo. Everything we have belongs to God. Second, Lordship, aspect of Christ Lordship, Christ has authority over our profession. He ordered Peter to let down the nets. In verse 4, Jesus directed Peter to put the nets into the deep. What authority Jesus had over Peter and the other fishermen? First, Christ was not their companion in fishing. How dare can he command Peter to cast the nets into the deep? Di mas sila kauban. Masa may otoridad nga magsugo-sugo. Secondly, it was already daytime and the right time to fish was at night. It was very absurd. Sayop pag yun. May ingon tayo, sayop ning tawhana. Sugo-sugo, sayop pag yun. And the most insulting of all is that si Kristo dili man siya fisherman. Carpintero raman siya. Carpenter, and what authority he has as a carpenter to instruct an expert fisherman what to do in fishing. It was adding insult to injury. The situation is a great challenge to all of us. The story simply reveals that Christ cannot be set aside in life because he has jurisdiction over what we do. Christ has jurisdiction over what we do, and to please him is a fundamental motive behind what we do. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. As far as fishing is concerned, Peter was an authority. From his expert knowledge, he knew it was not good to let down the nets because it was already daytime and the right time to fish is at night. But the phrase, "but because you say so," expresses a different motive, which is to please Christ. Before that, Peter's motive had always been to make more profit, to catch more fish. But this time, he let down the nets to obey Christ and to please Christ. The question really in our life is not so much on how we work hard. It is not so much on how equipped or educated we are to do our job. The question is more on, do we please Christ in what we do? Jesus was not teaching Peter a better technique in order to improve a better profit. Jesus was calling the attention of Peter that Christ has jurisdiction in everything we do because He is Lord of our profession. Namatay daghang mga membro mo abroad. Sa among mga kasimbahanan, abroad po. Ako, mangutana nila, Brad, sa di pa kamo adto, what is your biblical basis of going abroad? Usay mo rag masuko ba, ma-misunderstand ta ba? Pero makasabot ra po sila. Nga naman, kaya ang atong tuyo pag adto is not only to earn dollar, is not only to make dollars, but to make disciples of people. Because Christ has jurisdiction over what we do, He is Lord of our provision. Ikatulo, Christ is Lord of our provision. He helped the fishermen find fish. Verse 9, ingon diri, for he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. Nga si Kristo, mao ang Dios sa atong panginahanglan. The catch was beyond the normal. They realized it was because of Christ. Another example, sa John 21 after the resurrection, pareho gyapon dimalas ang mga fishermen. Pero kaning napanahon dili sila dimalas, pero dito pa sila sa dagat, pero si Kristo nagsugba na. He cooked for them and served them. In other words, He had the provision ready before we get it. Ngilngi kayo, di ba? He helped the fishermen find fish. He cooked for them. Muna nga si Kristo ang nag-una-unaan ng sugba-sugba. Niya, gisunod po sa mga negosyante, nangadato po sila. Pero siya yung nag-unaan ng sugba-sugba. He had the provision ready before we get it. Nga naman, kay, wak pa sila makadunggo, nagsugba naman siya. So nagdala siya pusporo o uling. O namalit na siya daag isda, kay gidugang naman lang ang ilang kuha. Ready na. Before we get it, ready na. This is the kind of Lord we have. He is Lord of our provision. His provision is not limited to our ability to provide ourselves. What a great, wonderful God we have. And then, aside from Lord of provision, He has dominion over all creation. He is the Lord of fish and of nature. In verse 8, Peter recognized the hand of God upon the events of life. The abundant catch of fish was beyond the normal. It could never be explained along the usual lines of fishing techniques. It manifests Christ's greatness over the situation. He is Lord over all creation. He had dominion in the sea as well as on the dry land. We must recognize the hand of God in the events of life. He is actively present in the world. Our lives are in the hands of God. Our lives are not in the hands of the politicians. Our lives are not in the hands of the businessmen. Ang atong kinabuhi, naa sa Ginoo. If you are always frustrated in the events of life, sige kag frustrated kay wa mo daog ang imong presidente, kay nakagubot ang Pilipinas unsa diha, ambot kinsa imong Ginoo. Nay advertisement nga nakalabad sa akong ulo sa una, nag-ingon dito sa Tagalog, ang sarap ng buhay ay nasa ating kamay, Emperador Brandy. Mayong gani, gitang-tang na. Our lives are in the hands of God because God has dominion over all creation. And it challenges us on how we view life and events. So as Lord of nature, He knew where the fish are. And having power over nature, He knows how to solve the problem of the world. Mabito sa Facebook, magbasa-basa ko, di lang kumutubag kay mahurot atong oras. Pagkadaghang mga pastor, mga Christian, nag-away-away, frustrated sa gobyerno, ambot! Kinsa may ilang gobyerno? Kinsa may ilang gisaligan di ay? Very frustrating. People are Christians kunuhay, but they never live recognizing that God has dominion over all creation. Our lives are not controlled by people and circumstances. We are not at the mercy of the politicians and the businessmen. Our lives are in the hands of God. Christ is Lord over all creation. And then lastly, radical commitment demands right understanding on the connection between the material and the spiritual. In this passage, we learn that the fish or the material led to a greater awareness of the spiritual, or led to a greater awareness of God. Maingon man si Pedro, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." What is the connection of fish and sin? Nabay connection ang sa ug ang isda. As far as many people is concerned, why connection? Bahala nagsigi kag makasaha basta kwartahan. But through the catch of fish, Peter recognized Christ as God, therefore great and holy. In verse 5, Peter addressed Christ as Master, which means Sir. Ingon siya diri sa versikulo 5, "Master, we have worked hard all night." Pero tanawa sa versikulo 8, "When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, Lord.'" Adunay progress sa iyang understanding about Christ. Lord, which is used of God, referring to deity. The abundant catch of fish was beyond the normal. It manifests Christ's greatness or power over the situation. Understanding Christ's greatness led Peter to the understanding of his holiness. Palayo na ako, away from me. Or ingon siya, palayo na ako, I am a sinful man. Go away from me, I am a sinful man. Ang leksyon mo ni, God gives us material goods not merely to fill our stomachs, but to fill our lives with holiness and righteousness. The events in life ought to make us conscious of our sinfulness. Naubitaw, dito sa Old Testament, gabagolbol si Moses, ingon si Moses, "Eat all you can for 40 years, eat all you can." Sige, gapag bagulbol. Di na sila muluto, di na mulungag, di na sila mamalit. Di na sila manghugas plato. Eat all you can. Sige, gapag bagulbol. Muna ang maingon si Moses, kalabad. Ang material provision from God did not change their attitude. Mabitaw, sige tagkaon, nausab ba inyong batasan? Kung wa mausab, ambot. Pareho rin ito sa mga Israelites. The events in life ought to make us conscious of our sinfulness. The events in life ought to fill us with good habits and right conduct. The more we enjoy the blessing of God, the more we grow in our character. Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. Because the material would lead us to a greater awareness of who God is. And then, connected to this is knowing Christ led to a better understanding of the fish. Baliktad na po, di ba? If you know Christ, you will have a right understanding of the material things. Nganuman, they realized that what they had is a blessing from God. They were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. Ang buti pa sabot, na sila nakarealize na it's not by their industriousness, it is not by their ability and training, it is by the grace and the help of God. And also, they realized that they had to share with others what God has graciously provided. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. So, sa daghanan nila, nailhan nila si Kristo, daghanan sila mga blessing, ilang gi kamay ang uban, "Oy, dali mo!" But if you don't know Christ, buraho man tama yun, ay saba. Kay basin, madato po sila. As we grow in knowledge of God, we also grow in our understanding and appreciation of the blessing of God. People who live by the Lordship of Christ are generous people, and people who signal their partners to come and help. And then, the material and the spiritual ultimately led to radical commitment for the work of God. In verse 10, "And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men. You will catch men.'" Verse 11, "So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Christ. Ang bawat ipasabot, radical commitment for the work of God with deep concern for the spiritual welfare of the people. From now on, you will catch men. Jesus is saying, do not be concerned only with fish or with your work. Be concerned also with the spiritual need of the people. You will catch men. And with unquestioned obedience and total commitment, they left everything and followed him. Jesus did not tell them to leave their boats and everything. Wa man si Jesus mingon biyahe inyong trabaho. He only told them to be fishers of men. It was their own decision to leave everything. You don't have to leave your work. What is important is that you must be engaged in spiritual service in whatever work or situation you are in. Pero kung gusto ka nga mo resign, pwede sad. Ang importante nga kita nagsangyaw sa pulong sa Dios. So, the lesson is, there is more to life than eating and having income. We work not merely to keep us alive or to be concerned only with fish. Our ultimate purpose is commitment to the work of God, engaging in spiritual service for people. Our knowledge of God must lead to our commitment to the work of God. Sa atong pagtapos, we understand the following. We live in a world of failures and disappointment. The ultimate solution is not mere ingenuity and industry, but deep knowledge of God. Theology must supersede ability. Ikaduha, the primary concern of those who know God is not mere accumulation of things, but radical commitment to the work of God. Theology affects priority. Number three, true spiritual growth is knowing God and doing the work of God. He who knows the greatness of God will do great things for God. Theology enhances ministry. Number four, our primary responsibility is not to inspire people to do great things for God, but to preach the greatness of God and they will do great things. And lastly, our ultimate concern is not mere accumulation of things, but the glory of God. When God is glorified, the people are satisfied. Father in heaven, what a great, wonderful God. Tabangi kami Ginoo, pasailoa kami sa among ginabuhi. Help us to fully understand our commitment to you, our engagement in the work of God. Salamat Ginoo, thank you for your word, a word of hope, a word of truth, a word of power. Tabangi kami Ginoo that we will be people having deep knowledge of God and seriously engaged in the work of God. Thank you that you are our Lord of everything. We love you, we worship you, we serve you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.